The Nationals are poised to be sellers again at the trade deadline. All of that and much more next on the Talk Nats podcast. Hello and welcome in to this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, part of the Believe Podcast Network. I'm so glad you decided to join me today. As always, this podcast is free and available on all the major platforms. My name is Dan Holme. You can find me on Twitter. It's at DanCaps218. You can find the show on Twitter. It's at Talk Nats. And the best way that you can help grow this show is to subscribe to the Talk Nats podcast on your podcatcher of choice and give it a 5-star rating. I sure would appreciate it. BetOnline is your number one source for all your sports betting need this season, from baseball, golf, soccer, right to the top fights in the UFC, MMA, and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to the online casino and get in on the game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our over 150 slot games. Head to the website today and get in on the action. Use promo code BELIEVE for 50% off your bet credit on your first deposit up to $250. That's promo code BLEAV. BetOnline, the game starts here. So in this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, we're talking about the Nationals at the trade deadline. And is it there any real surprise that the Nationals will most likely be sellers yet again? We'll talk about that in this show a little bit later. We'll talk about assessing this season so far for the Nationals. But as the MLB trade deadline approaches, the Nats appear poised to sell off some of their players. Speculation about the Nats being sellers has been circulating since the beginning of the season. And why is that? We know that this team is going to be markedly different in years to come. The Nats are open to the idea and are prepared to part ways with their free agents and players with contracts extending into the 25 season, despite having promising prospects like James Wood and all-star C.J. Abrams. The Nats are currently facing challenges. They find themselves 7 games below 500 and are 5.5 games behind in the race for the final wild card spot. So there has been ups and downs. There's been ebbs. There's been flows. And this is kind of what we thought from the Nationals, is that this season was going to be a season of assessment. We've got a chance to see James Wood on the big team. We have seen C.J. Abrams grow by leaps and bounds. And just the idea of, if we can flip some of these players, Jesse Winker, for example, and get a good return, then I think that would be a good thing. Talking about free agents, the Nats have several free agents on the roster, including Jesse Winker, Patrick Corbin, Dylan Foro, Joey Gallo, and the injured Trevor Williams, who is currently on the IL. Winker plays as an outfielder. Corbin is a left-handed pitcher. Foro is a right-handed reliever. Gallo, a power hitter, has been underperforming this season, and the injured Williams is a starting pitcher. Williams appeared in a game on May 30th, boasting a 2.22 ERA with a 5-0 record. A surprising thing, all things considered. I don't think a lot of people had Williams performing as well as he has, but he has done that and could potentially fetch a good return. Players under controlled contracts are attracting a lot of attention as the deadline approaches. This group includes players like Lane Thomas, Hunter Harvey, and Kyle Finnegan. And I know there's going to be a lot of Nationals fans. You're not going to move Lane Thomas. You're not going to move Kyle Finnegan. Are you crazy? Listen, and this is all a part of the bigger picture, and the bigger picture is getting this team a lot better in the next couple of years when the big players, the young prospects, are ready to join the team. The Nationals need to stay committed to their plan. This year, the team had a targeted strategy to sell at the deadline. Their ability to outperform expectations for the second consecutive year is a positive sign. So some of these moves that we didn't really think were going to garner a big response have done that. Additionally, the rebuilding phase is complete. It's time for the Nats to make a significant signing for a starting pitcher in the upcoming offseason. While the Nationals are an exciting team, it might be the best choice to acquire prospects and bring up young players to the majors. Again, talking about Candelario, getting DJ Herds, those kind of moves, that is the kind of direction that Rizzo wants to take at the deadline. Although being traded can be surprising and difficult for players, it can also be beneficial. Glenn Libman once said, being traded is like celebrating your 100th birthday. It might not be the happiest occasion in the world, but consider the alternative. And what's the alternative? Of course, you want a job in Major League Baseball, of course. That you're playing at the Major League level, you get paid well, and it's doing something that you love. What is there not to love? All right, so coming up here after the break, we will review the Nationals' season thus far. What has really stood out? What needs to be corrected? All of that and much more next. All right, welcome back into this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, simulcast on the Believe in Nationals podcast feed, part of the Believe Podcast Network. So talking about bright spots on the roster, talking about starting pitching, the Nats starting pitching has been one of the team's strengths, with young pitchers such as Mackenzie Gore, Jake Irvin, and Mitchell Parker surpassing expectations. I guess you could say Jake Irvin, we knew he was good. I had no idea he was going to be as good as he has been. And of course, Mitchell Parker, all things considered, I think has been a pleasant surprise. Even veteran pitcher Trevor Williams delivered exceptional performances before his injury. Talking about CJ Abrams, a rising all-star, that is for sure. Shortstop CJ Abrams' breakthrough performance has been a positive highlight of the 2024 season. He has excelled at the plate, boasting an .850 OPS, 14 home runs, and 21 doubles in 330 plate appearances. Although his base running has declined this season, his outstanding batting performance outweighs this setback. CJ Abrams, another big piece that was added when this team was kind of starting to tear it down to the studs. We are starting to see the fruits of those painful moves and why we see they were done in the first place. Talking James Wood, and there is a lot to be excited about with him joining this team as we are getting a glimpse into the future. James Wood's performance in AAA Rochester earned him a call-up to the Nats on July 1st. During his limited time in the majors, Wood has exhibited confidence at the plate, but he has encountered challenges in adjusting to playing left field, a position in which he has minimal experience. I think he'll be fine. He's a young guy. He can adapt. The bigger things, the things that are worrisome is the offensive decline. Apart from Abrams, Luis Garcia Jr., and Jesse Winker, the offense has been relatively lackluster. Washington ranks low in OPS, slugging percentage, runs, batting average, and home runs. There should be serious discussions about the team's offensive approach. And some of the things that have been drawn into question, of course, are the hitting coaches and are the right leaders in place to help this team. Talking about earlier there, CJ Abrams and how some of the moves that were made years ago were difficult. But reflecting back on the Juan Soto trade return, players like Gore, Abrams, and Wood seem poised to become key contributors for the Nats in the future. However, the outlook for the other major trade from the previous year has not aged well. There are concerns about the performance of the players obtained in the trade. Talking about other struggles as well, the Nats have struggled in base running, reflecting a decline in this aspect of their game. So, you know, taking a look at it, there are some things that are worrisome, but all things considered, I think the Nats are in a good position, far exceeding a lot of people's expectations. And just talking about the first segment here, I think that the Nationals being sellers at the trade deadline is the right idea. And it's all about having perspective. And like I talked about, when they traded Scherzer and Turner and Soto and Bell, a lot of Nationals fans didn't understand it. I had a hard time coming to terms with it. But when you start to get a more elevated view of the move and kind of look back on it retrospectively in the rearview mirror, it makes sense. So when the Nationals move the likes of Winker, they move Finnegan, they move Lane Thomas potentially, understand it's for the greater good. It's not about immediate satisfaction. It is about knowing what this team is going to be like in years to come and hoping that the learners, that Rizzo, they keep some of these players that they got in return. I'm talking about James Wood. I'm talking about C.J. Abrams, that these players that they went all in on, that they don't try to do something foolish and trade them. I mean, that is something that has bit them in the butt historically. I'm going to go ahead and say Juan Soto. He was the guy, a lot like James Wood in a lot of ways, that was going to be the future star of this team. And while he was dealt out of town, let's not do that to James Wood. Let's not do that to C.J. Abrams, Mackenzie Gore, Robert Hassel, Brady House, those kind of players that are being cultivated, those players that are being well taken care of in this laborious process of getting this team competitive. The bill that has been sold to us is patience, and that this team is going to be better in years to come. I hope that patience is worth it, and I hope that the Nationals of old doesn't come back and bite us in the butt, that we see James Wood turn into this big player and have him dealt out of town in years to come. I really don't want that to be the case. I hope that the Nationals do the right thing. And as for the learners, if they don't want to be all in on this success, do the right thing and sell the team. I know that Ted Leonsis would love to get his hands on it. We know the aggressive move that the Capitals made in the offseason. I think that if the learners don't want to go out and open up the piggy bank to pick up that big name pitcher or this or that player out there, then maybe it's time to move on. I know that the learners said they don't want to sell the team. But if you are not committed to the overall success of this team, then I think it's time to move on. Do right by Nats fans. Do right by the players, the coaches, that were trying to put a winning product out on the field for years to come. That was the bill that was sold to us, that, hey, guys, this is all going to work in years to come. I want to see it. I don't want to see James Wood dealt out of town. I don't want to see these players that we've been had to be patient about dealt out of town. We want this team to be as good as they have been historically. We are not too removed from 2019. Let's kind of relive some of that former glory for the Nationals, and hopefully in years to come, this patience that we've been told to adhere to pays off, and we can bring competitive baseball back to the district. Listen, I want thank you for joining me on this edition of the Talk Nats podcast, and I'll talk to you again next time.